Thank you, Sung. That was such a blessing, and we're thankful for that thought. That simple hymn we oftentimes sing, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. There was once a theologian who got up to speak, very knowledgeable, learned man, and he gave that thought that Jesus loves me, and he loves you. And he can't love you any more than he already loves you, and he'll never love you any less. And we're so thankful for what the Lord has done in our lives. Shall we just open in a word of prayer? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the great love of the Lord Jesus Christ, who loved us and gave himself for us. We just pray that the Lord Jesus will be glorified in the words spoken today, that these words will be your words, Lord, and that you will touch the hearts of people. Help us, Lord, to trust in you. And we just pray that you will hide me behind the cross, that all the focus would be on you, Lord. And we pray in your precious name. Amen. Where are you going today? Now, I don't mean just going after church. Some may be going to a restaurant, have a meal. You may be going home. You may be going somewhere else. But I'm talking about in your life. Where are you going? All of us are going somewhere, and we want to reach that destination. And we hope that when we go out, we will come back, and we will return again. Sometimes we use the expression coming and going. And what that really means is it's the activity of people arriving at and leaving a place, movement or activity. You know, life is very complex, and it's so stressful because we're always on the go. Go, go, go. We hear it from our parents. We hear it from our teachers. We hear it from our coaches. We hear it from our bosses. Go, go, go. Sometimes we have to just take a step back, take a deep breath, and say, Lord, thank you. Give me the strength to go on for you. The title of our message is Life on the Go. And this beautiful verse that is found in Psalm 121 and verse 8 is such a great joy. It says, the Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. May God bless the reading of his word to our hearts today. The three things we're going to look at this morning is, number one, going out with the Lord. When you go out, you're going out with the Lord every day. Second, going to where the Lord leads. Sometimes we have plans, but he has a different plan, and he leads us in his way. And third, going back by the grace of God. When we go out, we want to come back in. Yes, sometimes we go to school, sometimes we go to work, sometimes we run errands. I thought when I retired, it's going to be relaxing and enjoyable, which it is, but I've been busier than ever because I was only working 5 days before. Now I work 7 days, but I work for the greatest master, the Lord Jesus Christ, so it's such a blessing, but life is so busy, and you just see people running to and fro all the time. People get distracted. They get anxious because of so much busyness. And in the Old Testament, Moses was one who said to the Lord, Lord, we won't go unless you go with us. It says in Exodus 33:15, then he said to them, if your presence does not go with us, do not bring us up from here. We don't want to go anywhere where the Lord is not there. Isn't that true? This world is scary. It's lonely. It can be depressing. But when we have the Lord's presence on our journey, we can make it. And that journey will end in heaven. And we were talking about that. Rick was mentioning it in the scripture memory class. And everything in the New Testament points toward heaven. and that we will be there one day and we'll go to heaven. But in the meantime, we have other places we have to go, other responsibilities, other cares in this world, and we can't let them distract us or keep us from our mission. Fortunately, with the Lord, we don't have to worry about being lonely because He is with us and He's going to take care of us. Joshua was one who had taken over for Moses. It was a big responsibility. He followed Moses, one of the greatest leaders of all time. And so the word to Joshua is found in Joshua 1:9. And it says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Think about that. When you get in your car and you're going to start it up, and nowadays you don't have to have a key anymore, you just push the button and it starts up, if it's working properly. Otherwise, you've got to take it in for service. But we should always think, when we go out, the Lord's with me. He's going to be with me through thick and thin, no matter what happens to me, no matter what the troubles are. He's going to carry us through, and we should be thankful for that. A man named Thomas Torrance said, "I sometimes recall what happened when my daughter was learning to walk. I took her by the hand to help her, and I can still feel her fingers enfolded in my hand." And He grasps our hand. And what the Lord does is this father was remembering how his little girl was not the one that was grasping him. He was grasping the little girl. He held on to her. And that's what the Lord does to us. He doesn't rely on us just holding on. It would be up to us then. No, it's up to Him. And He holds us. He carries us. And He is with us. So many times we find that the Lord is there to hold our hand when we need comfort. He's there to direct us and guide us when we need guidance. And it's such a blessing in our lives to understand that the Lord is going to take us to where He wants us to go, and He will be with us. Nothing can get to us because we're in the hand of the Lord, and He is going to take us safely. I love the story in the scripture about how God leads us. That's our second point today. Our first point, well, first of all, I want to tell this story before I move into that. There's a very touching story of a father and daughter that were out walking, and all of a sudden, a storm hit them with howling winds and frigid temperatures. You say, wow, this is dangerous. It was. It was a life and death kind of situation. And they went through this. And when the storm finally ended, they went out and they found the man. He was dead there on the ground. And it was so sad. But they lifted up his body. And what did they find underneath his body? His little daughter. He had laid down over her to protect her, and she lived. And that's what the Lord did for us. He laid Himself down for us, and He cares for us. So now let's look at, not only is the Lord with us, and we go out with Him, but going where the Lord leads. So many times we have plans. We make reservations at restaurants. We make plans for vacation. We make plans to do this and to do that. I'm kind of a planner. I have a to-do list every day, which is good. But so many times the Lord has to alter it a little bit. And you have to do this, Dean, and you have to do that. And we end up saying, "Thank you, Lord," because He works it out for our good. Three words that come to mind from the New Testament and the Gospels are the three words that Christ used to call people: follow me. Two words: follow me. He said it to Matthew, the tax collector, and he followed. He said it to the disciples: come follow me and I'll make you fishers of men, and they did. And he said it to all the different people in his day with the simple words, follow me. He even said it to the rich young ruler. And the rich young ruler said, I can't do that. I can't follow you, Jesus. The price is too high. I have to give up everything, sell all that I am, and come follow you. Well, that's not the requirement for all of us. But he knew that the Lord knew that the riches were keeping him from the kingdom of heaven. And so the Lord put his hand on that, and yet the man went away sad because he had many possessions. So the Lord will never allow us to go astray. When we begin our day, we should pray for the Lord's guidance and say, Lord, please guide me through this day in whatever I have to do, and please bring me back safely at the end of the day. And it's a great prayer to have. And don't forget, when we get to the end of the day, thank him for bringing us through the day, because we went out and we came back in. And that is a blessing. In Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 6, there were two things there. There were the blessings and there were the cursings. And they had two mountains, and the people repeated the words. Well, what he said about the blessings, he said this: blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. So that shows that there is a blessing for us each and every day of our life. How about Abraham? I think about this, and I can't wait to talk to him about it in heaven. Abraham, what were you thinking when the Lord said, come out from your family and go to a land that I will show you? I'd be the first one to say, but where am I going, Lord? What am I going to do? Where am I going to live? What am I going to eat? Where am I going to sleep? I'd be thinking about all those things. Abraham, by faith, went out, and as it says in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 8, by faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going. I'm thankful that the Holy Spirit gave us this verse, because when you read it in the book of Genesis, it doesn't put it exactly that way about not knowing where he was going. He just obeyed God. He went out and he followed. And that's what he wants us to do. So many times we question. We wonder why. Why are you asking me to do this, Lord? But Abraham, with his faith, he trusted the Lord and he leaned on the Lord. And we need his guidance, because he's our captain, he's our pilot, and he is our guide. There's a little poem that says, where our captain bids us go, 'tis not ours to murmur, no. He that gives the sword and shield chooses too the battlefield where we are to fight the foe. So may God help us to remember the captain's in charge. He's leading us. He's going to win the victory. I just read that this morning in Spurgeon, and how the battle is the Lord's. It's not ours. And he will win the battle, but we have to go out and we have to trust in him. I love how we sang this morning in this song that Fanny Crosby wrote. And one of the lines says, Lord, I would clasp your hand in mine, nor ever murmur or repine, content whatever lot I see, since 'tis my God who leadeth me. And the chorus says, he leadeth me, by his own hand he leadeth me. His faithful follower I will be, for by his hand he leadeth me. Yeah, that would be a great, wouldn't that be something to put great on the person's tombstone? He followed Jesus. That is what's the greatest thing at all. Don't tell me about your awards and your trophies and your successes and achievements. Just serve Jesus every day, faithfully be a faithful follower, and he will cause a great blessing in our lives. You know, from the day Paul got saved in Damascus, He obeyed the Lord. He went wherever the Lord wanted him to go, and the Lord directed him by the Holy Spirit. And in Acts chapter 28, we see that he ended up back in Jerusalem after being, first of all, in Damascus. And it says in Acts 9:28, so he was with them at Jerusalem, coming in and going out. Yes, we live busy lives, but we need to spend time in the Word, spend time in prayer, because if we go out and we don't do that, what's going to happen? It's not going to be a good day. I'm sorry. I've experienced it. We all have at one time or the other. So far, we've seen that going out with the Lord is the primary thing. Then secondly, we need to go out where the Lord leads us. And third, we need to go back by the grace of God. God knows the way. We don't. He can see far into the future. We can't. He knows what is around the bend and down the street. And he wants us to trust in him each step of the way. Yes, the Lord is good. You know, I'm thankful for GPS. Are you thankful for GPS? Think about what our lives were like before GPS. I tell you one thing, I used to get lost all the time. You can ask anybody that knew me from those days. I would get lost. One time I got lost in Livermore. And I was coming back from Livermore, and it was dark, and I could not for the life of me find out how to get back on the freeway to get out. I stopped at a donut shop and asked, and finally I was able to get back. And when I got home, I was so relieved, because when you're lost, it's not a good situation. And then there was the time we went with the youth group down to San Jose. And I was driving, and we were coming back home. And it seemed reasonable and logical to me that when you come back from San Jose, which is south, right, you should take the Highway 101 north. It only made sense to me. I thought, this has got to be the way. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Guess where I ended up? Stanford University. I ended up at Stanford and had to come all the way. It was fun. But I'm thankful now. I got the GPS. I don't get lost. Now, sometimes if I get off track, the GPS will get me back. But thankful for the GPS, and we have God's GPS. He leads us in the right way. We won't get lost when we trust in him. And when we leave in the morning and come back safely, we can be thankful and we can trust the Lord. A lady named Mabel Newcomer said this, it is more important to know where you are going than to get there quickly. You know, in life, sometimes you're going so fast, too fast, and that's when accidents can happen, and that's when troubles can come if we try to be too quick, too fast. He wants us to trust in him, go one step at a time. In the Old Testament, one of my favorite characters is Caleb. Caleb was a man of God, and he was one of the two spies, and he always trusted the Lord, obeyed the Lord. He was a good man, and of those 12 spies, only two of them gave a good report and stood for the Lord, but Caleb did that. He started off in Egypt with the people. He was one of those who left Egypt, and he traveled all the way through the wilderness and ended up in the Promised Land along with Joshua. And it says in Joshua chapter 11 and Joshua 14 and verse 11, as yet I am as strong this day as on the day that Moses sent me. Just as my strength was then, so now is my strength for war, both for going out and coming in. Sometimes I look at people in life and I say, how can they do it? I mean, Adel, for instance, is still going out and coming in, and he's doing well. And so his doctor said, you're doing what? You're doing well for a 70-year-old man. He's a little older than 70, but he's still going strong. I hope that I'll still be going strong, too, and we all will. Bill McDonald once wrote, "There is a guarantee of God's watch care over all our movements in time and throughout eternity." When you go out and when you come in, God's eye is on you. Like the song says, His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. Sometimes going back and coming back is harder than going out. David was the rightful king over Israel. He was anointed by Samuel. But because of Saul, who was the current king at that time, who was harassing him and trying to kill him, he was on the run, on the go, all the time. But he trusted the Lord, and finally, after years and years, he goes back into the land of Israel, and the Lord gives him his crown. And so sometimes we have to wait. Sometimes the journey back is hard, as well as the journey going out. We oftentimes hear the expression, "I don't know whether I'm coming or going." If you've ever said that one, I have. That means you're bewildered, you're frustrated, you're befuddled, you don't know which way to go, you don't know whether you're coming or going. But as Christians, we can know whether we're coming and going because we have God's word to instruct us and give us His ways and His thoughts and His directions from the planning that He does. And the Lord is with us just as much in our going out as in our coming in. So let's remember today, when we go out with the Lord. And that's such a blessing. Second, remember that we not only go out with the Lord, but we go to where the Lord leads us. Sometimes we think, "Lord, you led me here. You're going to get me through this." And He does. And it's such a great joy. The Lord is the perfect guide. He's the perfect planner. He plans the itinerary. Sometimes we go on a trip and we get the itinerary. Might be given to us by a travel agent. We might have planned it ourselves, the itinerary. The Lord has an itinerary for us. He has a plan for each one of us. And that's what's really, really encouraging. And His grace is sufficient no matter what obstacles and trials come along. And, of course, there's a Christian singer, and I don't know if I'm going to pronounce it right. Carrie Job, is that how you pronounce it? Carrie Job. Carrie Job wrote a song, "The Blessing." And in that song, she says, "He is with you morning and evening, and you're coming and you're going." And that's exactly what it is today. Today, we're going to get in our cars, and we're going to go. And then we hope to return back to church on Wednesday, and then next Sunday, all in the will of God. So let's remember today, life on the go is the best life when you're going with Christ. Shall we just close in a word of prayer? Our Heavenly Father, we just thank You today for all that You have done for us. We thank You that You're with us in our coming and our going. We thank You that You have a plan for us. You know what's best. So many times we think we know what's best for us, but we really don't. We're trying to see something that is hidden from our eyes, but You have all the knowledge, Lord, and You lead us in the right way. Help us, Lord, to go out with You. Help us to go where You lead us, and help us to go back after going out. Lord, we thank You for saving us from our sins, Lord. And we pray that if there's anyone here today that does not know Jesus as Lord and Savior, that today would be the day that they would come to You, Lord, and say, "I'm a sinner. I need You to save me, Lord." And He will. And we pray, Lord, that You will help anyone here to make that eternal decision to receive You as Lord and Savior. It will be life-changing. And we're thankful for those who have been saved. And so, Lord, we just commit this time to You now. We pray that You'll take us home safely or wherever we're going this afternoon. In Jesus' name, amen.